This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. You know, I have to say, I've really enjoyed some of the testimonies we've received from you all, and I've really enjoyed being able to come to you via this medium, whether you're watching on video, whether you're listening to the podcast, whether you're listening or watching it online, however it might happen to be, listening, you know, the radio, obviously. And I really, really am grateful for this opportunity. And I'm grateful to the Lord, and I'm grateful to the partners that made this possible. Now, again, we're not sure whether we'll be on in your market after the 31st. We're believing God for the finances to do it. But if not, we still are going to do these broadcasts so that as far as a podcast and stuff. Now, we still need you to give towards it on offering days simply because they still cost money to do this. But I'm very, very grateful. And, you know, when we first started these, we started talking about how to hear from God. I think that was our first thing. Then we talked about knowing and believing the love of God, because you were never going to make up your mind to hear from God unless you really, truly believed that He loved you. And we talked about all those things that about the love of God that will change your life forever. And then talking about changing your life forever, we went into talking about how to change your life forever. It was towards the end of the year, and so we began to speak about these things. And the vision of these broadcasts, however we're doing them, and really the thing that you need to get a hold of. And I'd be remiss if I didn't get this before, if we were to go off the air and you weren't going to get a hold of this, is that there is a key to walking out the will of God for your life. We teach you principles, but the principles will not work unless you do what I'm about to teach you, okay? And that you not just do it, honestly, just understand it. Because if not, you're going to get frustrated. And if you will understand this, it will make everything that God has for you easier to walk in, because you won't be frustrated with the process, okay? And so we're here in Mark chapter 4, and it says, "And he again began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into the boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And behold, as he sowed, there was some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell by the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced some 30, 60, and 100 fold. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" Okay? Now, this is what happens. They all hear this teaching, and they come to Jesus. It says, "But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked about the parable." Now, this is so important, because people got weird ideas about the disciples. Okay, this was just for them. he was just speaking to them. This is not just them. This is those around him with the 12. So let me, you know what, we'll get into this more when we teach them about understanding. But when they go to him and they talk to him, in verse 11 it says, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside all things come in parables." Now, again, this goes back into understanding, but when he says to you, he's not talking to the disciples. He's talking to the disciples and those around him. So you can't just blow this off and say he's just talking to the disciples. If you decided to stick around after the service, and I'll cover this later, hopefully, but if you decided to stick around after the service, this would have applied to you. You could have been one of those around him with the 12. Okay? But notice what he says here. He goes ahead, seeing they may not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and lest their sins be forgiven them. Now notice what he says next. Verse 13. "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Let me paraphrase this a little bit. If you don't understand this, you're not going to understand anything I'm saying. And I have to be honest, between these and another parable that he gave, anytime I see the promises of God not working, this is where I go. Because this parable and the other parable that we're going to look at in Luke 6 at some point, if you don't get this, you are going to be frustrated in your Christian walk. And there are plenty of people that are frustrated in their Christian walk because they don't understand how God does things. They don't understand the importance of the Word of God. I think we talked a little bit when we were talking about hearing from God about the integrity of the Word of God. One of those things, right? One of those times we talked about the integrity of God's Word. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't get this parable, you're not going to get anything that he's saying. You're not going to understand the way he's moving. You're not going to understand the way things work. And let me just say this. If you've ever prayed and not received what you prayed for, the answer is in this parable. If you've ever sought God and haven't been able to see any difference, the answer is in this parable. If you've ever been in a crisis and you've been doing everything you know to do, but it seems like something's not working, probably the answer is in this parable. If you don't understand this parable, you're not going to understand all the parables. And that is so important, what Jesus is saying, that you have to make up your mind that you're going to get it. This is one of the passages that I read continuously. We just had a tragedy in our lives, and I went back to this parable to find answers. And I did. I started to get some answers. Didn't necessarily like the answers, but I got them. I understand why. A lot more reasons why. But you've got to get a hold and get an understanding of this parable. And I've got about 4 minutes, and so I do want to give you a snapshot of this. The sower sows the word. You know, we have offering day every week on the broadcast, usually on Fridays. And we ask you to sow seed in the ministry. We want you to see it that way. We want you to see it as sowing seed. But the truth of the matter is it is a seed. But it's not going to do you any good to sow that seed unless you're going to sow the word along with it. The reason we spend so much time reading our Bibles in our churches that we have, and the reason that we pass out Bibles every service, if you don't have a Bible, the reason we put words up on the screen is because the sower must sow the word. And there are so many people right now praying for a harvest that they never sowed a seed for. And what they're doing, and you'll forgive me for this, for being blunt, is that they are praying for tomatoes and they never one time sowed a tomato seed. They never one time put a tomato seed in the ground and watered it. You know, and then people say, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I need to be truthful with you. You sit there and you say, well, God must not want me to have tomatoes because I prayed for tomatoes and I got it. That's not how you get tomatoes. The way you get tomatoes is you sow tomato seed. Now, you need to sow it in faith. You need to pray over your tomato seed. But you do need to sow a tomato seed. What would you think of a person, of a farmer, if you walk out to his garden? Okay, you don't necessarily call a gardener a farmer. I have somebody really close to us. His name's Don Phelps. And he's got a tremendous garden, okay? And what would I think of Don if Don said, you know, Pastor, this year I'm believing God for okra. Well, that's awesome, Don. Do you got your plot of ground? Well, no. No, I don't, Pastor. You got any okra seed? No. Well, and then some people say, well, I got ground because, you know, your heart is the ground. I got ground. You sowed any seed, Don? You sowed any okra seed? No, Pastor, I haven't, but I'm praying. I'm praying that the ground produces okra. I really need okra, Pastor. I'm just believing God for okra, man. My family needs okra, Pastor. Well, Don, the only way to have okra is to plant okra seed. After that, pray over it. But you got to plant okra seed. Now, honestly, for many of you, I've just answered the reason a lot of you have not received what you've prayed. I've just answered why you've been giving for years and not receiving a harvest. Because all you've been sowing is the money. But a sower sows the word of God. That's really what these broadcasts are all about. This is the reason that you need to attend a very strong local church. Is because they need to sow the word on the inside of you. And the first thing the word should produce is Jesus on the inside of you. This is actually who Jesus is. When Jesus, God, the Father loves you and wanted you. So you know what he did? He sowed the word in the form of Jesus. And the word became flesh and dwelt among men because he wanted you as his very own child. That's still true today. He loves you. Listen to Michael. He's going to tell you how. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian